Welcome to Business Purpose and Clarity with Petri. I'm your host. We talk about startup life, insights, practical tips, mistakes, failures, and everything between. Fundability. It's the term this year, it's the term probably next year, it's the term you should think about. Are you fundable? If you would be the investor, would you invest on your case? VCs are putting less money, even though they might have the funds and the means to do it, but they are investing less. And they are seeing a lot of cases, they're seeing really good cases, and they are prioritizing, obviously, the best cases they can get and see. The difficulty is for you as a startup founder that you don't see other cases like the VCs do. So you don't know your competition. And the competition is not really in a sense that they do the same stuff you're doing. They may be doing something completely different, but still in the field that it's somewhere where the investor can invest. There might be cases where there are companies who are really hitting it in a sense that they have, let's say, started 20 months ago, didn't have any revenues. Now they have 1 million ARR. Next year they have already like 10 million ARR deal flow. And they're just hitting the go-to-market and product market fit in a way that you haven't. Well, what would you do if you were the investor? Would you take that case or would you take your case where the numbers are not exactly that impressive? Well, it's an obvious rhetorical question. You know the answer for that one like everybody else. So are you fundable? How are your numbers? How good is your case at this point? Can you scale? Can you turn profitable if you like? If you've been growing and now it's a harder time, so the cash is king and it's good to keep your customers, and if it's getting more expensive or difficult to get new customers, so you probably should cut the costs and survive if you cannot do the explosive growth that what you were planning to do. Are you really the global player? If you're planning to grow rapidly, you're planning to go to the international states, and if you've already been, for example, in the market a bit and you've been doing some pre-seed, seed rounds and you're aiming for Series A, for example, are you material enough to become the global regional player, for example, in the EU market or in the US market? What probably is the case if you're going to Series A or B or any of these alphabets, because that means that your product should already work. The cases I was checking out last year, 2020, oftentimes they look good, but when you start to scratch a little bit of the surface, you start to see that there's stuff which is not really working. So the fundability, yeah, it looks good. I love the people. I like the product. I like the market. A lot of stuff is in place. But like in startups, not all the stuff is in place. But in some cases, when you're honestly looking at the companies, there's this one thing which is not in place. And unfortunately, in a lot of these cases, that's the crucial part. It's different in different companies, but it's still there. And it means that the aspiration you're having, the valuation you're having, and the growth plan you're having, I don't see it happening, knowing what the investors are seeing and what they're looking for at this time. That's the tough lesson. It's not nice to say that to the founders, but it's even more important that you know that, okay, we need to be really realistic about what we're doing now. In some cases, it's not actually easy to fix it, or I don't think it's fixable even. If there's no drastic changes, that if you don't have that quality to go global. For example, in one case, what I saw was that, and this was in the Mikke Backvalén episode in my talk with Petri, Mikke was saying that corporate governance is boring, but it's like the foundation, what really makes you drive in a further in your growth, because if you have the papers and you have the structures, they will support you and make it possible for you to take more investor money, move faster. But if you don't have those things in place, they will become an issue for you. And this, in this one case, I saw that because they haven't done the homework, they haven't done those things. It's not something that you cannot do, but it just actually shows something about the case that they don't either realize, they don't prioritize, or they don't consider it as an important thing. That just signals, without going to the details why, that they cannot become the company they want to be. That's why they're getting a lot of no's. That's why investors are saying no. So what do? Well, talk to your founders, other founders, you know, try to help each other out. And sometimes you can fix things. Sometimes you need to change stuff. And sometimes you just need to adjust your expectations and run the company accordingly.